He eats a lot of fucking wings. He eats a lot of fucking cheeses. Blue cheese on his diet.
Go ahead and show me how you go.
Welcome to Melton Watch, everybody. I got nothing specific here today, but I figure we'll just dig in and learn about Melton. And we got to keep doing this at least once a month. We have to watch him and find out what he's been digging his fucking greasy hands into. A couple updates on his appearance. He claims he's losing weight. I disagree. Okay, I think he's using slimming mirrors and cameras to, make it seem like he's lost a lot of weight. His skin is really starting to become a problem. Let me show you a current picture of his skin. And today is going to be very casual to start out. We're just going to be covering some of Melton's biggest blunders of the week while I work through my cold. And then hopefully we'll get into the new music show today and then into a red bar. But we'll see. I feel very blah. So I figured if I just get on the microphone and start going, maybe I'll feel a little bit better. And maybe I'll work through this cold here because I have to be in New York City on Sunday for Gavinsky. And I don't feel good yet. So hopefully a little bit of Melton Watch cheers me up. It usually always does. And then we'll smoke some new ganj today. Just want to let everybody know, NLO 1168, this was posted 3 days ago, 67 views. That's how well he's doing. I just want everyone to know, since we've left Melton, his show has gotten worse and worse. It is literally just for Steve Curran and a couple other guys and us. My wife and I watch every episode. We love it. I hope you guys are still watching every episode. Dante Nero's been on a show. 67 views for an episode that was posted 3 days ago. He has an episode posted, the episode before that, NLO 1166, posted 2 weeks ago. How many views do you think it has? I'll tell you, 191 views. Here's one, a show from a month ago. NLO 1164, 1 month ago, 179 views. Here's another one from a month ago, 192 views. It's gotten worse. This is bad. Remember, there is no other place to watch the video versions of his shows. These are the totals. So, remember, this guy's going to Edinburgh and he's going to be huge. Oh, God, we are going to Melton Watch. I hope you guys have some great Melton Watch moments that you could send me and some great clips. Let me show you this picture of what he looks like now. Fuck. Why do I gotta be sick? Why do people gotta get sick? Saying on Twitter, if you're sick, don't leave the house until it's completely gone. Don't be like, oh, I'm a better guy because I'm gonna go try to face work. And if you're a boss and you make people go to work when they're sick, you're infecting other people. It should be illegal. You should be sued. I mean, when is it going to come to that, when I could sue people for getting me sick? 5 days, 6 days, 7 days out of commission? Okay, here's his face. Look at this fucking face. This is not doctored. Okay, it's sharpened. I sharpen all of his pictures to enhance the dots, but that's only to make up for the blurry, pixelated webcam. I like to sharpen all my Melton pics here. This is his face. You go, what happened? Did he get a chemical peel? This is just, it's just going to clear up. He got a chemical peel. Everyone looks a little, nope. This is a typical day for Melton. He gets up. He doesn't shower. His hair is so greasy. I couldn't get my hair this greasy. I don't know how it happens. But this is the type of guy who needs a dry shampoo every hour. They sell this stuff. L'Oreal dry shampoo. It absorbs the grease throughout the day. He needs those Bure, not the strips. He needs those blue wipes that absorb oil. Look at this man. He's got a little bit of a goatee stuck on there. Look at this. Just coming up above his lip here. Just some dirt. Look at his nose. It's all fucking pimply. Look at his skin. Wow. I hope you guys can see what I'm seeing. Just a disgrace of a guy. One eye is kind of all fucked up like Fetty Wap. He's got some craters up there. Some zits. Those are zits. This is a badly burned guy. So he's gotten worse looking. His show's gotten worse. The view counts are down. I don't know if you think 67 views is good. I would be very, very disappointed if I had 67 views. You know, I would say almost any of you could get 67 views on anything you do. Post it up on Facebook. You're good. You could beat out Melton. I'm going to have more Tylenol cold and flu today. Dan Wolf is here, of course. He hates Melton. Says a man who doesn't find it necessary to brush his teeth certainly doesn't find it necessary to shower. We're going to go over this today. So, teeth watch. It turns out Melton brushes maybe once a week when he feels like it. So, we learned this about Melton. He's admitted this. Not only did he order 50 wings the other day and eat them all within a few hours, he thinks that's on his diet, but it does turn out, this is such a stupid show. It really is. I want everyone to know how stupid Melton Watch is, where you just sit here and you try to find anything you can to make him look bad. That's what the point of the show. So I don't have anything in my head really planned for Melton Watch. I just figure you get him on the screen, people start talking, we'll figure out. It's a very mean show. It's very childish, but it's fun. It's the best. He's just such a dunce. So yeah, we're gonna do that today. But it turns out he doesn't brush his teeth anymore. His teeth are just gold little corn kernels. And we have clips to prove it. Can somebody link me to the Melton doesn't brush his teeth stuff? Melton's got dead skin, they're saying. Yep. Oh, yeah. Let's kick off the show today with talking about how Melton doesn't brush his teeth, which is so gross. Thinking about him eating wings every day. He somehow thinks that wings are a health food. You can't make this stuff up. And he gets them by the 50 piece. I don't know. I don't order wings that much. I'm trying to think how many I order. 12? How many wings do you get? I certainly don't think I've ever gotten 50. 50 is too much, right? I'm sure I can eat 50. I mean, I eat big portions. But why would you even want 50 wings? Change it up. Do they just get in a trance? Like when I get high, I get in a trance and I could eat, you know, a large. I usually get 3 orders of chicken tenders when I'm in my trance. But 50 wings, that's a lot of veins. Can we get a clip of how he doesn't brush his teeth? I'd like to start the show with that. This is a Melton Watch. Here he is. You can't doctor these pictures. Fred Krueger. So we're waiting on that clip. Somebody did post it in the bring back group, so that's what we're looking for. I'm going to take this shot of Tylenol, cold and severe flu. Twelve is plenty for most, sure. And let me show you what his roommate Chuby is looking like lately. Not very good. He is looking like Panda Panda, panda, panda.
Look at this guy. So this is the two of them. Hold on. And this is the show they had. Chuby is his permanent co-host now, by the way. This is who he uses. So this is who you hear from. When you turn in to listen to talk radio, you listen to Chuby. So these are the two guys. These are your leaders. Where is this clip with the yellowed teeth? We got to play that. Dan Wolf, I'm basically talking to you when I say, where's the clips? Because Dan Wolf is so on top of this stuff throughout the week. Or Luke, anybody who could find the teeth brushing clip. That's what I want to kick the show off. I don't know why it's taking so long. Whenever I ask for a clip, just assume that nobody else is going to get it and go take the initiative. Because otherwise, then you got me sitting here for 5 minutes, I start getting mad. Okay. Here in the chat here, Chuby smells like dirt, they're saying. Yep. I really don't like that Patrick is losing any weight at all. Dan Wolf says, sorry, I'm on mobile at work. Still could find it. He still could find it. Oh, you know what? Links are off. Hold on. Try again now. Try again. Links on now. Oh, God. Here we go. This should be it. Mountain Watch teeth. This is a great clip someone made. Hashtag Mountain Watch. Hashtag teeth. Mountain Watch. NLO 615 616 teeth. So let's see what this is. And take a listen here. And we'll learn about his habits, how he doesn't brush his teeth. This is real. This is from his show. It hasn't been doctored.
Mountain Watch.
Can we talk about my fucking face hurting?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to two toothaches out of nowhere, and now anything hot or cold wrecks my... A toothache is the worst pain ever.
I can't believe that you don't brush your teeth.
What do you mean? Well, I brush them, like, weekly.
There it is.
That's not That's enough.
He's not kidding.
Like every day.
You're gonna get attacked by the cavity creeps.
How often do you brush your teeth?
If I... Let's see, the last time that I went more than like a day, I was...
I never have bad breath or anything. It's amazing.
I was in Chicago and I was freaking out because I needed to buy a toothbrush because I couldn't stand the way like my teeth felt like if I ran my...
You get those things that you put on your finger and...
Yeah.
Swift. Yeah. It's a Swiffer for your teeth.
And those things suck.
Yeah. Wisp.
I think that's Mike Bridenstine in the clip.
Because I was like...
I'm the worst. And I hadn't flossed my teeth in like a year.
Oh,
And I flossed this morning, and it looked like I ate a baby. Like just,
what did you say? You had 300.
It looked like 300 in my mouth. Oh, like, this is gingivitis. Like, and I can't afford like a crown.
I guess
man.
I don't. Know.
I can't. I got a crown back here. This one cost like $2,500. These two are crowns, and they were $3,000 each.
Oh my God.
What I would do if I was you is start brushing.
This just in. Someone says Chuby got arrested for shitting on the floor as an act of revenge. Is this true? I want to hear this story. Where did you find this story? Then he cried and they made him clean it up. Is this true? I want to hear this story. Fill me in on that right after this. I want to play this clip about how he doesn't brush his teeth. This is real.
That sounds like a lot of work, man.
It's gonna be.
Oh, you gotta go to the dentist and have painful mouth.
Yeah, but once every 10 years.
Jesus,
it's all fun and games. It's like when my doctor said, Patrick, you have diabetes. You can have 10 good years and then start losing feet and going blind, or you can do something about it now. I'm on year 6 and I feel fucking fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna work out well for you. It'll work out real well.
If I'm gonna lose my sight, why not lose my teeth? Who gives a shit?
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Why do you have a toothache, man?
Why do I have a toothache?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why do you think I have a toothache?
I don't know. Like, what, you don't brush your teeth or what?
No, that's absolutely the reason. I don't take care of my teeth.
Wow.
Have you ever used Crest before?
Yeah. I'm 31 years old and I'm American.
Did you say crust, sir? Because he's eating plenty of that. All kinds of crusts. Pie,
yeah,
pizza.
Who hasn't used Crest? I'd venture to say every American's used Crest or Colgate.
I'm a Colgate man.
Yeah, but you've used Crest. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
They're the same. It's toothpaste.
I've also used Aquafresh, and I don't like that either.
It's all the same.
No, it's not.
What are you fucking Todd?
I couldn't. All the same.
What about floss? Like, do you ever floss your teeth?
No, I flossed. That's what I'm saying. I flossed for the first time like a year and a half the other day, and my mouth looked like I ate a baby. Like, it was so much blood, man.
I bet it was nothing like when you eat a baby.
Yeah, I licked the bone clean.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think you've ever spilled a drop when you've eaten a baby.
It was gruesome, man, because I go a week without brushing. And,
really?
Yeah. I'm awful. I'm horrible at it. No, I do. That's like.
Crazy. Do you use like Listerine or anything?
Yeah, I use Listerine like. Philosophy? Yeah, I use. Shut up. I use Listerine like daily. But I am awful at brushing, and I'm awful at floss. Like I literally flossed, I think, for the first time in 18 months, and my mouth just. I was spitting out blood, and not like blood mixed with spit, where it was. Where it was like, oh, there's a little blood in your saliva. It was like, oh, there's a little fucking saliva in your blood. Like, it was mouthfuls of stage blood.
Okay, so there it is. He does not brush his teeth. Okay, so someone in the chat is saying that Shuby shit on the floor and that he was the cops came and they laughed at him and made him clean up his own shit. And then I'm asking the guy in the chat, I go, link to the story? Where is this from? And he goes, can't link, not overdose. But tell me, here's what I'm asking. I'm asking, tell me, what is this from? Where did you hear this story? Is it old? Is it new? All you're saying is Shuby shit on the floor. Cops made him clean it up. Source your stuff, guys. Whether you be in the Bring Back group or the chat, always include a source. Just take two more seconds before you post whatever you're going to say and just include from the latest NLO or as close as you can get to a source. So we don't sit here and spin wheels. So he's saying, should be an after show for NLO 1169. So we'll do this. I am an overdose member. I have a secret overdose account that can never be closed down. Let me log in right now. It is kind of hard to log in. And we're going to see what happened. Oh, Shuby shit story. Here it is. So this is real. So I guess we'll watch a little of this. I didn't see this one yet. Let me log into this overdose here. Very hard to log in. Join now or log in. I am suffering through a cold here today, so we're trying to work through that. Shuby shit story. I hope there's video. Thank fucking God. Here we go. As teased, Shuby has a story about taking a shit. This is fucking epic, and I can't believe he kept this to himself for years. Oh, so it's old. Guys, we'll watch it anyway. Here he is, summer, NLO week. No joke, he's playing Nelly. This is no joke, I'm tuned in to the latest Nobody Likes Onions after show, and before they come out, they're playing Nelly. This is real.
Oh boy. Hi, everybody. We're back.
What's after now,
show? My apple bottom.
My wife pointed this out. Patrick has digital distortion all over his nose and his face and his earphones now. So he's got, what are they, those old 3CCD video cameras used to do this. You said these digital lines. What do they call that? Interlacing lines? I haven't seen those lines since I was in film school. When we used to use mini tapes in the camcorders and then try to upload it to Adobe Premiere. And then you would get these little lines sometimes and you would be like, "Where? What are these?" Patrick has those. In 2016, all over his nose, a little bit of digital distortion.
Looking right, I know you want to bite.
Look at him. He's having a field day over this Nelly as if it's funny. Look at him. He's bouncing his head. Shuby's dying. I don't understand this. How is this funny to him? Who's responding to this and encouraging that it's funny? Look at him. Pigging out. I use a
Oh boy. I got you paying my bills and buying automobiles as you were tip drills.
And your apple bottoms.
God.
Listen to his monster sounds. He's still being a monster. He does all these wackadoo sounds, remember?
All right, let's continue.
It's time for a Shuby story, everybody.
It's going to be a great Shuby story.
It was a night just like tonight.
Yeah. Just like tonight in the Los Angeles area.
First of all, we are on different sick bongs. Are you doing bongs?
I'm not. If I do a bong, I will pass the fuck out.
Well, how long is the story?
It's not super long.
Well, you need to make it.
I need to be.
Really good.
Yeah.
You need to be thorough.
Okay.
Paint us a real picture.
Okay. I will start from the beginning.
Tell
I've told
it
a story.
Slow.
All right, let's get started. So this is one great day in Orange County outside of a club. Me and a bunch of friends went
What
to,
day? What day of the week?
God, it must have been a Saturday.
What year? How this old were you?
This was Saturday.
Where did your parents think you were?
This was Saturday. This was actually the day before Mother's Day, one day.
Yeah, it was.
These headphones that they got Shuby wearing, I almost comment on them. They really bother me. They're so big and they're so plasticky, and I don't even know what kind they are. I haven't seen these. These look like maybe they're Panasonics. Could you imagine if your headphones said Panasonic on the side? Look how giant they are. Those definitely came free when you buy, you know, like a Zoom recorder. I think, yeah, I mentioned this. When you buy like a some stuff off Amazon, sometimes when you buy audio stuff off Amazon, you'll see like the third item down. You'll search for like Zoom recorder. The third one down is going to be a bundled item. It comes with free headphones and three free microphone cables and a case. And these are definitely the free headphones that come with stuff. Look at this shot, too. I mean, unless he's living in some sort of funhouse, since when do curtains go diagonally? Those curtains are in a diagonal. So does he just have a camera just crooked any which way? Why is that acceptable? Why doesn't he straighten and level out his shots? Why is it okay to have such a crooked shot? He's got a speed limit sign, for God's sakes, on the ground. They haven't hung it yet. Speed limit, 15 miles per hour. That's funny. Why is that inside? That's an outside sign. That shouldn't be inside an apartment. There's not even roads. Do you see? That's cool. I don't even think that's an official speed limit sign from the streets. That's like some fake. Yeah, why would there be a street sign that's blue? That's blue. And then, of course, this is a new couch that they actually bought. This wasn't a hand-me-down couch. Look at this. Brown. You've got brownie brown, a velour type of micro suede. It's the kind where it's got these like flappy arms over the sides of the couch. That's disgusting. And imagine he sits there, oh, with his huge, sweaty body. He's always sweating out toxins. So just a little glimpse at his house. So stupid.
Made her a finger painting, didn't you?
Yeah, sure. So this must have been in May in 2011, 2012, sometime in college. And it was like my friends had an open bar situation. And I knew.
What does that mean?
Huh?
My friends had an open bar situation.
As in they had like open bar for, it was like a friend's birthday party. So like they, like a bunch of people pulled together and get, like we basically had a table at this bar club. And we all had an open bar. And at some point.
Why does he think this story? Why is he bringing this to you? Oh, hi, I'm Patrick. I have a roommate who's 22. Here's a story from when he was 17. This is going to be I hate when people think they have a hilarious story. Wait till you hear this story. It's hilarious. Wait till you hear how crazy. I'm not interested in a crazy story. Unless it's all over the news and it has to do with a certain girl named
Elisa Lam.
Who, by the way, I think we need to get into Elisa Lam stuff because I'm getting a lot of emails about her death. And I want to go over the Cecil Hotel where she died because might even be scarier than the story of her death. And I got a lot of emails about Elisa from a lot of experts. Okay, but is this going to be that great of a story? I guess we'll play it out a little bit more. Six stories inbound, someone says.
At that night, towards the end of the night, it must have been like 1:45, 1:50-ish. I had like one last drink, realized that I was getting a little too sloppy, and I'm going to go hang out outside, wait for all my friends, and then whoever was going to be the DD was driving us back. So I stepped outside.
They actually picked that up. Did you hear what he said? Whoever was going to be the DD was going to drive us back. Some people are going, oh, you know, some guy who was on drugs, but, you know, eating Dunkin' Donuts or something. No. DD is what I guess millennials call designated drivers. Have you ever picked one out? So him and his group of fucking creeps who DJ, they're not DJs, by the way. They're rich kids. Their parents buy them DJ equipment. Like, instead of them learning how to play the guitar, they all pretend that they want to be DJs. So their parents buy them, you know, $2,500 worth of, you know, Panasonic and Philips equipment, right? And then they DJ in their rooms. I even heard them talking about this the other day. Shuby has a whole DJ station in his room, and he pretends he's a DJ. And he DJs to himself. He doesn't even record it or stream it or anything. Just to himself. So this is what they do. And they also have DDs. Could you imagine? Who's going to be the... You don't think of something like that when you're going out. Who's going to be the designated driver? We're going to be drinking, right? Wow. Never once in my life... I thought that was a thing they do on, you know, maybe a television show about teens. An after-school television show. I had no idea that was actually something that happens. So that's the kind of guy Shuby is. He'll drink, he'll party. But they're going to make sure somebody is going to get them home safe. The DD.
And this is when I was getting high on cigarettes. And I was sitting on the curb, lighting a cigarette, and missed, like, just was flicked it a couple times and missed the cigarette. So a cop came up to me and was basically saying, like,
okay. So let's stop.
Yeah.
First of all, Vicky, Patrick, let him tell.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Hey, Vicky, I paint a picture. I'm picture perfect. I paint a picture perfect.
Wow.
We're getting some.
Kiki, Vicky.
What is he doing? He's picture perfect. Oh, God. I wish I wasn't so sick and high right now.
You're kicked. You come back in when your attitude's changed. You're not banned. You're just kicked. When you come back in here, I want you to change your fucking tone. You know, you thinking I don't need to interject is just your opinion.
So, this...
But this reminds me of the time here with the cops.
Yeah.
When you were trying to go through the gate or whatever and you got harassed.
It's a similar
situation.
You're
kind of an out of it guy.
Yeah. Definitely agree.
You are drunk and you're probably going cross-eyed trying to focus on a cigarette. And
look at this shitty children shirt he's wearing. I'm really opposed to shirts like this. This is a children's shirt from Old Navy. By the way, since we're Melton watching, here's one that you missed. Patrick Melton, it's confirmed, he does shop at Old Navy. He asked the listeners for a $100 Old Navy gift card. Because he said he's losing weight, he's got to get all new clothes. So he was talking, if anyone can get me this clip, it's great. He's talking about how for $100 he'll go to Old Navy, he'll get all new clothes. He doesn't find anything wrong with that. So here's another Old Navy... classic shirt. So it's your typical Henley, okay, but, you know, made out of t-shirt material. But what they've done differently to even make sure It's more adolescent and 12-year-old like. They've made a black collar on the gray heather material to make it even look more like almost like a ringer tee, so that you look like a little tiny kid. Patrick is also wearing, I hope he's wearing it, Patrick got a new t-shirt as well from Old Navy. He got a regular t-shirt, and it has a pocket on it, and on the pocket is Hawaiian flower print. So he thinks that he's going to walk into a store and go, oh, the new trends, I'll follow them. No, no, no. First of all, whatever Old Navy has is no trend. It's some sort of weird idea based off what the other stores are carrying, but set more in like a Disney universe. So I hope they cut back to Patrick, because he is wearing a giant t-shirt, and then the pocket is a floral print. And my wife said, oh, he looks like one of those big kahuna guys, those life of the party beach bums. And I don't think that's the look he was going for. I thought he, in his mind, he's like, oh, I'm like a trendy, who's that guy who sings Freedom? The black dude. Neptunes. He thinks he looks like that. Oh, I'm like a hip New Yorker. No, 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 no. You just look like a life of the party beach bum. Let's continue the story and see what happens here.
Absolutely. This is what I think
you
happened.
You miss it three times, yeah, which is a very telltale
that
sign.
I was really drunk.
You're out of it and drunk.
So anyways, cop came up to me and said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm out here. I'm just waiting for my friends to leave. And then we're all going to.
We got an update on Shuby's headphones here. The ones he's wearing here today. Luke says, Shuby's headphones are the Sony MDR XD200s. They no longer make them. My brother owned a pair when he was 14, and they cost $25. They were the cheapest pair available then, which is probably why Patrick bought them. No longer available. Vintage stuff. He's got out-of-print equipment. So this is the type of guy that you love. Patrick knows a shortcut. He shops at Old Gravy. And his parents shop at Old Grave-E. I like it. Are his parents buried together or just wherever they could afford the cheapest plot? I would like to know that.
Get out of here. Anyways, I don't really remember what happened in that exchange, but it led to being arrested for being drunk in public.
Sorry, I had to stop and spray Vicky with a squirt bottle.
Oh, it's fine. Sometimes you gotta kick a bitch. I love you, Vicky. We're cool, right?
I love you too, Vicky. And I'm doing bongers over here in your honor. You know, she invented the word bonger.
Oh, great.
And we love her for it.
Thank you,
and she's
Vicky.
Gonna come in here with this hot and fast attitude.
Thanks for defending my
You're
honor,
a fan
Vicky.
Of this show. Why don't you sit back and let me do
Maybe
it?
Maybe Vicky's just more of a fan of me.
Wow, it's getting real. He's barking over there. Down, Shubes.
Okay. So I don't remember the end of this conversation that I had with the cops. The last thing I do remember telling them,
I don't remember the beginning of this one. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry. So he comes up.
The last thing I remember telling this cop was, yes, I am drunk. I am just waiting for my friends before I can leave, because obviously I can't drive home. And the next thing I know,
but now you're in public and drunk,
yes,
which is a crime.
Yes. So
were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of that at the time. I thought that if I'm hanging
public
out
drunkenness,
if I'm hanging out literally outside of, like, by the entrance of this club, it should be accepted that people who are going to be out in front of this club are going to be drunk people.
Yeah, he was right there for the picking.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And anyways, I don't remember the end of this conversation. I wake up in, like, a holding cell situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so the very fact, though, that you don't you blacked out.
I blacked out, and I knew that I was.
But that means you were at an arrestable level of drunk. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Definitely. Definitely.
It just sucks you didn't have a friend.
It just sucks that I didn't have a friend.
I am kind of spacing out, just listening to the story, seeing where it goes. So that's what we're doing. This is a Melton watch. If you're just tuning in, it's where we watch Patrick Melton and his monkey Shuby pretend to do radio. We love this show. This, imagine the episode that this is from. This is an after show. The episode, the video version of this episode on YouTube, the public episode, has 67 views right now, which is very high. Imagine what this must have. And this must have two or three views. I'm one of them. The dude who pointed this out to me to tell me that it existed is one of them. So I would say that probably is about it. Maybe Patrick to make sure the file worked. Now you got three views. Pretty good. It's a pretty good count.
If I had a friend out there, and my friends did end up leaving like 5 minutes after I got arrested.
I mean, you're losing phones. When does it click with you that maybe alcohol is a problem?
This was way back in the day. I'm much smarter with my alcohol intake lately.
It's been about a year since you pissed a cow.
Yeah, I'm due. Well,
there's that speed limit. Speed limit, 5 miles per hour. That's definitely not a real... I'm sorry about my voice today. It's like even hard for me to talk. I feel like my mouth is swollen too. But that definitely is not a speed limit sign from the real street, I don't think. So they went out and bought that. This isn't something they brought from their old place. Don't think that. Don't think, oh, maybe Shuby had this at his old college apartment. No, no, no. Patrick and Shuby went out and they said, we need to decorate. We want this place to look like a bar. And they said, well, what can we do? And they go, well, we could, you know, all of Patrick's favorite restaurants have stuff like that, vintage trains and an old airplane and some trophies and a lot of garage sale type stuff nailed all over the walls. Think TGI Fridays, think Applebee's. These are Patrick's favorite places to go. In fact, when he does his comedy all over the country, he usually does comedy clubs that are right next to an airport hotel and then a Fridays. This is where he goes to eat. So they went out and they tried to decorate this place like a funky Portillo's hot dogs. And then they just never got to it. But as you can see, they got a $20 fan from CVS back there. A nice robotic one. Speed limit signs. Sweet curtains during the day. Those are completely see-through. Because they're so thin. So just a little taste. I wish we had more photos and video of his home. I'm into people's homes.
And you're not smarter with the alcohol. You walk in this door, sometimes stare at me and go, I'm drunk. And then just go straight to bed.
Yeah. It's better than getting lost in the city.
Wait till you hear this story. Okay. So you wake up in where?
I wake up in some holding cell. At this point,
a drunk tank.
A drunk tank.
Alone?
Yes, I was alone in this cell.
So you probably weren't even processed in because you're too drunk.
Yeah,
at this point.
Probably. So,
had you ever been arrested?
This was a couple years after me having been arrested for falling asleep at the wheel, crashing into an off-duty cop. I don't know. I'm sure I've told that story.
Shuby fell asleep driving and hit an off-duty police officer.
Yeah.
This is a this book, is
2011, 2010? This happened, so it must have been a year and a half or so before
this boy's still driving the street.
This is why I don't care about this story. It happened in 2011. Think about all the crazy stories that have happened since then. So to go back and tell this story, you might as well go back and pick any story. As far as we're concerned... As far as we're concerned, as a listener, we just want to hear something good. So why go back to 2011 and tell this story that is crazy for him, but nobody really watches NLO because of Shuby. This is just Patrick's roommate. So why do we give a fuck about something crazy that happened, which is probably mostly exaggerated by now? I just don't care about crazy stories from 2011. I've never been one to be interested in that. Unless it like organically comes up in conversation because it's related to something we're talking about. But to go, I've got a story from 2011 that was crazy and it involves me out drinking. Oh, It's never going to be good. Remember when Tucker Max came on Opie and Anthony telling all of his outrageous drinking stories? Those, to me, those never impressed me. I always felt like if you're entertained by those types of stories, you're a loser. Like if somebody told me a crazy story, I'd go, wow. Oh, crazy. I'm not the type of person who sits there and goes, no way. Holy, really? I don't give a fuck. There's enough crazy stories out there. You could Google crazy story and then today's date. A million better ones than this. So why do I care about this? Patrick says we should listen to this. You're not going to believe it, he says.
Yeah, I mean, this is why they sent me to New York, so I can't drive anymore. So
yeah, glad nothing dumb's happened here.
Oh my God, we got
so.
I've never seen this. This is from Luke. He just sent this in. When was this posted? November 24th, 2014. Here's a photo of Patrick's studio. I've never seen this. This is great. So let me look at this here. This is his studio. Wow, is this shitty. So remember, this is a room. It's about 7 by 7 feet. Here's that speed limit sign. That's cool. That's neat. Wow, there's those headphones. So you know, look, he's got a bowl of Lean Cuisine too, or pasta. So here is his studio, and it's a desk that's just big enough for one person to sit in front of. And that goes right to the wall, and then he's got his bar. Ooh, his bar. How cool. Ooh, he's collected some bottles there, some gimmicky alcohol drinks. You got Fireball, you've got, there's not one pure classic liquor there. They're all, you know, grocery store gimmicks, you know, Bacardi Limon and junk like that. So he's set up a little bar, and look, he's put lights behind it to make it glow. He thinks that's cool in the background of his show to have a bar. You know, bars are cool. So he's got that. He's got a bunch of shitty. Look at how old. This is interesting. He's got an iMac here. The square model. It's the square model, about 3 inches thick. iMac there. I love seeing this stuff. Roll of duct tape there in case his cameras fall down. Real cheap, junky stuff. Little fork there, little highlighter so we could highlight his stuff. Pretty cool. So this is just in the corner of that room. And here's that City Sounds window that you got right there. So this is a very, very small, cramped studio. Imagine being a comedian that he invites from New York City, and you walk in and you have to sit. Where do you sit? Right here? That's bad. He couldn't have done this any better. Now remember, this is a guy who used to have a whole studio, a big studio in LA that he used to call the Podcastle. And Patrick Melton was known for bragging about how great his studio was. Even when he came here, he had to let me know everything that he had that was better. So when Patrick was here, he would look around and go, these are your headphones? These are shit. Just an example. I don't know if he said, these are your headphones, these are shit. I don't know why he would say that. They're clearly much better than his. But he would look around the room for things that he would claim that he had better of. And he would actually say this. Imagine as an adult in your 30s going to someone's house, looking around and going, what's that? I have a better one. I mean, that's something a child does. So that's what he would do. And then meanwhile, here's his downgraded life. This little desk. Not one new computer in sight. Real junky stuff. Look at this boxy edge here. So thank you for that. I love pictures of his house. If we could find more pictures of where he lives, that would be great.
Welcome back, Vicky.
Welcome back, Vicky. Thanks for calling me out. So I still wake up hammered, I don't know what time this is. I must have gotten detained.
It's like a casino. Only without all the fun.
I must have been detained at 1:50, 1:55 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume this was about an hour to an hour and a half later, because it's going to take some time to get me in, and I'm sure I had a blacked out argument with the cops. And so one of the first, for some reason, this is what we're going to, so let me paint a picture of this cell.
Yeah.
Okay. So fluorescent lights, concrete floor.
This is really boring. Should we be listening to this?
No, you.
See, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Should we be even finishing this story up? Or should we be doing other sorts of mountain watching? Because I'm sure there's like a lot that's gone on with him that's probably better than this. Apartment listing. Somebody found his apartment listing. We looked at these, right? The pictures of his ghastly abode. I'm not kidding. These look very similar to pictures of the Cecil Hotel, where Elisa Lam was found dead in the water tank. Very similar. Here's his full kitchen. You have an ice box. This is not a fridge. This is an ice box. Oh, does Patrick Melton have a fridge? Oh, no, he's got an ice box. Why? Here's his stove. Two burners, just a little stove. You could fit it in a backpack. And I'm not kidding. His kitchen sink is just like a bathroom vanity that you would find at an old dive bar. His kitchen sink is just two cabinets set up. You would find this. They would screw this in an old bar. You would see this. Or when you go to get your hair cut in some dump. And then above it is two matching cabinets. But I would say his kitchen sink is smaller than what you would get in a powder room, not a bathroom, not something with a shower that you use daily to put on your makeup. This is a powder room size vanity. And I don't even think it's zoned for a kitchen. It's made for like a bathroom in a warehouse. That's what his kitchen was made for. Think of just some dumpy bathroom at a garage, you know, where they fix up old beaters. That's what this looks like. You would go, hey, we need a bathroom for this. For this warehouse, for this dump. Oh, my friend Peter's got some old... Yeah, in his garage, he has an old vanity from a bathroom that they tore out in the 90s. We'll use that. That's like how his kitchen's set up. Is if you just needed the basic appliances for the bathroom of your shop. And then you can see clear right into his bathroom. Look what Melton watches. I love how I get so serious about the interior of his apartment. And remember, this could be the apartment above him. They're all the same. Here's his bathroom. This is bizarre. There is no mirror. There is no mirror. Can they see this at home? Oh, we have the venue for Edinburgh, too. Photos. I love this bathroom. Oh, the mirror. I'm sorry. There's a mirror. But the mirror is not over the sink. So the sink is in the corner. I've never seen a sink like this except for maybe an airplane bathroom. The way it's like a triangle sink. There is no mirror over the sink. You know where the mirror is? Over the toilet. No joke. You make a hard right. You're taking a dump here. After your dump, you flush, and then you stand over your fumes and do your lipstick into this mirror that's just, I assume, glued on to the wall there. Right over the toilet. So you wash your face, and you have a blank wall that you're looking at. You splash water on your face. You look up. Blank wall. Then you turn. And now you're over the toilet, Hope that sucker's clean. Hope Shuby didn't just come in and make one of his, you know, his fucking garbage, Indian garbage shits. And so now you're fixing yourself up again over the stink lines from Indian waste, toxic Indian waste. And I'm sure that's barely got any water in that toilet. Imagine Patrick's enormous dumps. Imagine, yeah, the other way around. Patrick comes in there, takes one of his 6'5" dumps, 50 wings, takes a dump. Then Shuby has to come in and quickly get ready. So now he's showering, steaming up this tiny little bathroom after one of Patrick's massive shits, sitting in the sauna of Patrick and his stenches, and then getting ready in the toilet mirror. That is a toilet mirror. I don't know. Am I overreacting here? So let's see. Let's see what else we have here. So this is the studio. Remember where you saw that bar? That bar was set up right here. Remember with the sweet bottles? And then that desk came out from here. So this is his studio right here. Half of this room. And then the couch is over here. This little room. It's the size of basically three windows. Okay? This is a very creepy place to live. Very creepy. The fact that you would agree to this is nuts. Oh, here it is if they did it up all cute. Wow, looks great, actually. All designed. Patrick never designed his. They've got a gym in there. This is what Patrick looks like. Cecil Hotel shit. So, very, very scary. Very gross. Not the kind of place you want to live. Let's do this because we've been meaning to take a look at these. We have pictures of the venue he's chosen for Edinburgh, everybody. From what it sounds like, he is going through with this Edinburgh thing, which is fantastic because now he has to do 25 shows and 25 podcasts, and he's putting out a special. Remember this? Pre-order the special, he says. So he's going to Edinburgh. I can't wait to see what he comes up with there. We do have some first look photos of his venue. So let me find this. Hey, Luke, if you could just send me a Facebook message right now so it pops up your Facebook, that would be great because they're in Luke's messages to me. Photos of the venue. And when you see the actual venue that he's spent $7,000 on, your heads are going to spin. You're going to do somersaults. Okay? So, Luke, if you could just shoot me a message on Facebook so it pops up your chat with me. Eating wings on that tiny toilet. Yeah. So, remember, Patrick eats 50 wings and then goes into that bathroom and just destroys it, making anybody who has to go in afterwards feel really humid. Is it humid in here? You know, what's going on? The humidity levels outside are zilch. So what's going on? Oh, my roommate Patrick, he had to go number two, actually. Oh, wow, it's that humid? Yeah. When he shits, it actually creates a bog-like atmosphere and its own, what would they call that? Its own, I don't know. Okay, let's see these pictures of the venue here. Did you message me? Luke, are you messaging me on my Mike David account or Michael David? Let me know about that. I guess I'll open up my old account here. Let's see. Yep. Here it is. So I've got a zip folder here that I'm downloading right now. These are the Edinburgh venues that he was choosing from. And I just want to show you what we're talking about here, okay? So you go, oh, he's going to Edinburgh to put on a big show. Here is the venue. We're pulling this up now. You're not going to believe your eyes. This is it. This is a venue to him. Okay, so what we're looking at here is your basic room of an office building. Okay, we're not looking at anything fancy here. This is, you can see the ceiling is like an office building ceiling, a cheap call center. Oh, you work at the Sears catalog. You sell, people call in, they buy a sweater and you place that order from them. That's what this looks like. So the walls are painted black to make it look like a venue. The ceiling is your office tiles with long fluorescent lights. And then they've lined up, I don't know, 16 or so plastic chairs. Really, it would be like if I took my living room and just set up chairs. My living room would actually be more of a suite venue to hang out in with better lighting, and it would be a cooler atmosphere if this was done in my living room. This looks like where Michael Scott addresses his staff, okay? But much worse than that, actually. In fact, again, where Michael Scott addresses his staff in the show The Office is a much sweeter, sicker vibe than what Patrick Scott picked out here. This is a shit room. I hope he does a presentation. So he's hoping that he could get, when he says, I'm going to do 25 shows a night, what did you guys picture? Bill Burr pacing some theater stage? You know, with a whole lighting team and people seating people and waitresses. No, no, no. He's hoping, and I've heard him say this, he's hoping to have 3 to 5 people per show. That's what he's hoping for. He wants to have, anywhere from 3 to 5 paying audience members. So imagine this. Remember, there's no stage lighting whatsoever. There are 2 shitty Fender PA speakers set up. You can get this PA for $300. They've got a little lift. It's not a stage. It's something like at Costco where they would display things on a higher level. They put that there. They line up some plastic fold-out chairs. So where there's no stage lighting, so you just got to turn on the fluorescent lights, and then Patrick sits up there and tells you his one-man show. And he's hoping to have 3 to 5 people per night. So this is nuts. To raise £10,000, $15,000 USD, to go all the way to Edinburgh, stay there for a month, to perform in this space, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, it does make sense to the bigger names. Hannibal Buress, I guess, was an Edinburgh bandit not too long ago. And I'm sure that worked out for him. People know who he is. They came. I'm sure he didn't do it out of a room like this. Now, if you remember, on one of the last shows, Patrick said that he heard back from one of the top 4 venues in all of the festival. And this is it. This is what he's claiming is the top, one of the top 4 venues in the festival. He's claiming this is. So, I don't know. Does this look like, would you love to be here? I wouldn't. If I opened the door to this office room and looked in, I would go, whoa, no, 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 no. There is a certain type of person who would open a door to a room like this and go, well, we bought tickets, I'm sitting down, I'll watch it. And they don't think anything's wrong with it. Those people are so fucking lost and damaged that it would be like showing your performance to no one at all. So any person that would sit in this room, you don't need, it's useless. You might as well tell your story into a hole and then bury it. Because anyone who thinks this is a sweet place to see a show, they're not going to go home, and they don't have enough people to even spread your promotion word of mouth. So you have three people coming here. They're three insane people. We've established that because they're willing to be here. And now you think, what, those people are going to go, they're all Rolling Stone writers? Rolling Stone writers don't step foot in this room. Nobody who can give you a break is hanging out in this room. They're not stopping by Unit A17 of some office building. So you have wasted your fans' money by purchasing this space for a month. Think about all the things that you could have done for $15,000 USD that would get way more promotion right in New York City alone. Because it doesn't matter where it is. So if you're at this scale and you're going, I'm going to go to Edinburgh for promotion. Okay, take whatever you think Edinburgh could give you. So in Patrick's mind, let's say he's going to do Edinburgh. And I mean, what is the top thing that could happen? 200 people tops now know who you are and they live in Scotland. Cool. I mean, I just feel like for $15,000, you're not really getting a lot out of it. So if you said to me, Mike, would you like to spend $15,000 to get 200 new people to know who you are and they live in Scotland? I would say, yo, come on. You know, why would you even say those sentences to me? So he's taking $15,000 of his fans' money. And that estimate of 200 people knowing about him, that's very large. I would say he's going to be there for a month. Let's say he makes two new fans, which is high. He spent $15,000 to make two new fans. That's where that money, that at the end of the day, what are you getting out of it? So that's what I'm saying. He could have spent this $15,000 in New York City and made it work for him. And instead, he traded that in for two fans. Let's see. This is the top venue by the same provider. This little bubble here. Okay, let's see. When he says best venue, he means one of the top venue providers. The top guys are playing in big tents to hundreds. Okay, so he lied and he didn't mean top venues. He meant the top venue providers. So maybe there's only seven venue providers and they have thousands of venues that they rent out. That would be like me bragging that I bought my apartment from one of the largest realtor companies in Chicago. Who gives a shit? Hey, I have Comcast Internet. You know, Comcast, one of the largest internet providers in Chicago. So I've got pretty big deal internet. No, that's not how it works, Patrick. So once again, he has lied to make it sound like, oh, they got the top four. That's crazy. Let's see what this is. This is where he wanted to go. He wanted people to think he'd be in a room like this. So here it is. Yeah, he wanted people to think that he'd be like in an actual big... This is called the cow barn. It's where he belongs. But yeah, this is what he wanted you guys at home to think. A big theater here, beautiful lighting. No, no, no. So here is the venue that he's going to be in once again. I'd be pissed, Steve Curran, if I donated, because every week he makes Steve Curran donate basically his whole paycheck. This is how he's making it happen. He's going, guys, I need more of your money. Steve, you want to be friends with me? Another 200. And Steve Curran, what's he going to do? He's not going to argue with Patrick. He'll lose his only friend. So he keeps giving him everything, all of his paycheck for this. This is Patrick's dream. To tell jokes under the buzz of office fluorescence into, oh God, I need to see video of this. There's got to be another real reason why he's going to Edinburgh. There's got to be something else. It can't be this. This can't be his dream. You know, isn't that another problem? Let's say it's all on the up and up. So this is his big dream? This is what he's going to spend all year doing? This? I just don't understand. He lives in New York where he could every night do a show bigger than this. So why would you go to Edinburgh to do this? Here's where it would make sense. If he was actually performing at a large venue in Edinburgh, it would make sense. But why not just perform here in New York City in a space five times the size for five times less the money? Isn't it just a numbers game about people? It just doesn't make any sense. So he's crazy. Every week he makes Steve Kern donate his entire paycheck. Yeah. It's true. I need some more Pat Zamples. Video footage of him doing screwball things. Audio footage of him. How long has this mountain watch been? Just an hour? We'll do a little bit more mountain watching, and then we'll get into some Lisa Lam stuff. I want to call that Cecil Hotel that they've tried to rename. We got to look into that. That Cecil is cool. There's some scary stuff happening with us again. Remember when we were plagued with sleep paralysis? Now we're plagued with this Lisa Lam stuff. So, yeah, there was that. Here's his picture again, in case you wanted to know what he looks like. Going to be standing up there in Edinburgh. It's going to be unbelievable.
You hadn't made it.
Is this the... Yeah, let's hear a little bit more of this.
Head over to this jail cell, which, by the way, also, I had no idea what jail cell I was in or what the closest precinct might be.
Yeah.
So I legitimately had no idea where I was. It was in Orange County. It was in Santa Ana.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a million jails.
Yeah. So who knows when in Orange County? All I knew was that I was in Orange County. Around.
Someone say Orange County? Thought I heard someone repping my city. Rene D'Ambrosio. Someone says he's running from the IRS. He's going to stay in Scotland forever. I want to see this motherfucker playing bagpipes, wearing a kilt. Doesn't he look like a guy who could dress like that and walk around the town outside of O'Shaughnessy's? He admitted on the last show that he's made enough for Edinburgh, and now the rest is bonus cash for living, so it's pretty much a confirmed scam, says Luke. Yeah, a lot of people think he's avoiding the tax man. So I don't want to really hear this Shuby story. I like mountain watching, not Shuby. Oh, here he is. Let me look at him.
This has been a show that we do.
You got the triple S cubed Shuby shit story.
Shuby shit story.
No one's back.
Oh, God.
Sounds like he's bombing.
We're going to go give our voices a rest. There'll be PMs in the AMs this week.
PMAMs.
And I might even pop on and start doing them.
Remember, he's addressing 67 people. Some of those are us. I mean, how many of those 67 views are us? Let's think about this. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who enjoy Mountain Watch. Every time I mention Patrick Melton in the Bringback group, it's dozens and dozens of people chiming in with comments. So I assume, out of those 67 views, half are us mountain watching. That's a low estimate. So he's doing his show for what? 30 people? These announcements are for 30 people talking about New York City. Now, out of the 30 people who are watching his show, how many live in New York City? One? Zero? How many? So now this motherfucker is making announcements to one person. It's absurd. When you do the math, these announcements he's making go out to one person. So they're very weird. It's a very weird way to communicate with one man. Patrick's goat. Oh, here's a picture of Patrick in Scotland. Yeah, sure. This is what I was imagining. Doesn't really look much different than him. Same fucking kind of beard. Same face, same attitude. I don't know why we didn't think of this. Get in my belly. This is, of course... See, I don't want to say the name. It's too embarrassing. It's the fat guy from Austin Powers. Anything Austin Powers related is so fucking corny and embarrassing now. So I refuse to say it, but how is that not Melton in Scotland? Why? Because he's lost, what, 4 pounds? So this is him. I play bagpipes. What a desperate man. They're saying about him.
Really early, like 8 a.m. And now we can catch a little shooby in the a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
He'll hear me out here. He'll get jealous. He's not getting airtime. Somebody said jail warrant equals loose butthole.
Wow, I should not have said that.
The sky looks really cool outside.
Yeah, yep. And then he cuts to just a fucking regular fucking dark sky. Nothing cool about it at all, actually. Nothing at all. One of the shittiest views in New York City right here. Just a really shitty, 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 awful, bent, unstraight view.
Gotham. With the white bloom and the yellow sulfuric acid lights.
Guys, thanks for tuning into the shows. Two shows today. I'm going to try to get this shit out tonight.
Look at his face.
Because our feed's been dead. Thank you for tuning in.
Ooh. You can even see it here. This is an unsharpened view. Look at the damage. Look at the greasy damage and decay of Thing's face. Woo! This is a bad guy.
This guy's...
We'll get back to our sketch.
I have a whole new relationship with you, listeners.
Oh, boy.
Just imagine me squatting and shitting.
Shuby's used to cleaning up his own excretions.
Not funny.
This has been a show that we do.
Oof. You got the triple S, S cubed, Shuby shit story.
Shuby shit story.
Okay, so that was that.
Have whatever, like, the look of...
Do you guys want to hear more about Edinburgh? I mean, this is a pretty boring Melton watch, if you ask me, but you got to watch them. Here's some more Edinburgh talk, they're saying. And here is Patrick. Look. As Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. There he is. Same body, same towel, same feet. There he is. And we've got some new Edinburgh moments here, which I'm really excited to hear about. Let's see. Pull these up again here.
Have whatever, like, the look of every image, from posters to flyers to advertisements. You want to make all this stuff.
Stick with your brand.
Patrick, the Boise Comedy Club has...
So here's his shirt I was talking about. He's wearing a navy blue tee, and the pocket has these beach palm tree, you know, like a print that you would get on your board shorts. Right there. So he thinks he's cute now. He's like a cute little kid. I mean, this is a children's shirt. You shouldn't be wearing children's shirts. Unless you're like, you know who could get away with these shirts like this? Like a real skinny guy with broad shoulders. But when you're Patrick Melton, it does not look right. Looks very childish and cheap. Same thing with Shuby's outfit. This does not look like a radio show that I would tune into. Look at this set.
ooh, the good green and maroon, a lot of maroons and browns, and really a shabby set of Crayola bulbs here. Not an appealing frame. Nothing really pops. Everything kind of just looks gross.
Show name wrong in your bio. Oh, if I had time to go around correcting every comedy club I worked at about my credits. Yeah, I'll get right on that. Email me. I don't care. I'm hilarious. And, you know, word of mouth will get around. This, I probably lost all the money in the world having to go to the doctor to get better.
What?
But,
he lost money. Uh-oh. What's going on? Anytime he's losing money, that's a lie. It looks cramped and dark.
Yeah.
So let's hear this. I love money talk, Edinburgh stuff.
I really got a nice bunch of new material here this past weekend in nice. San Antonio.
Nice.
And a nice little theme going about 15 to 20 minute theme. So it's starting to come together creatively.
Imagine hearing this Edinburgh special when he puts it out. It's coming together creatively, he says. Does anyone believe that? The only thing coming together is the top of the wing box to the fucking bottom of the wing box. And then they're putting it in their car and bringing it to him. He is actually going to do a one-man show. He's got a theme, he says. It's coming together. What is his theme going to be? When I was a child, my parents didn't raise me. I was raised by my grandma. That's why I act this way. What is the theme? Fat man falls over fucking pizza boxes? I can't wait till this comes out. You don't think when this special comes out, this Edinburgh special, somebody go donate to his Edinburgh fund at myleastfavoriteeverything.com. That way we get the pre-order album. Okay, I want to get, because everybody who donates over a certain amount gets the pre-order copy of this one-hour special that he claims he's filming in Edinburgh. And we're going to have a screening for that, of course. What if it's phenomenal? So we need somebody to get with that. But now he's lying, saying he came up with a theme. It's coming together. You can tell he can't look up. He's looking down.
I have people working on the photography, people working on the creative advertisement stuff.
He has people working on the photography. He has people working on the creative advertisements. Listen to these words. This is like when he said that he had a very talented team of private investigators, graphic designers, and just general doxers. He said that once. He goes into these modes where he needs something, and he's like, fuck, I just got to keep saying why I need, or explaining where the money's going. Whenever he's explaining where the money's going, you get these nonsense words, and unless you stop and go, wait a minute, what is it? He has people working on creative advertisements. I mean, why did he use the word creative? I hope you're using creativity while you make your advertisements for your show. But he starts saying these ridiculous things that he normally wouldn't say, like creative advertisements, as if that's like a kind of advertisement. You know what I mean? It's very weird. So I want to hear that. He's got people working on photography. Okay. Did they take your picture yet, or they're going to take your picture yet? When are they working on it? I got to hear this again.
Nice little theme going about 15 to 20 minute theme. So it's starting to come together creatively. I have people working on the photography, people working on the creative advertisement stuff. I don't really have to do any of the layout. They have the specs.
They have the specs. Do you hear this? This is what I'm talking about. I have people doing creative advertising. I don't have to work on any of the layout. They have the specs. This is a detail that you would never say. Like, let's say I had somebody doing artwork and we had a new t-shirt coming out. Oh, I've got a guy doing artwork. He has the specs. What does that have to do with anything? I would hope he has the specs if he's doing the ads. I would hope he knows what size they need to be. I just assume that if you've got a guy making your artwork, he has the specs. The hell is this nonsense? So to add that in, it's almost like, what, are you lying about something? They have the specs. I've got guys doing creative ads. You know, they've got the specs. He only gets this stupid with stuff like this. I got to hear that again.
Photography people working on the creative advertisement stuff. I don't really have to do any of the layout. They have the specs.
So you can just focus on being funny.
And Sean is handling the money management stuff. And we're pretty much done with money. We need 1,400 pounds this month, which is huge.
Nice.
That's a big one. And we need 1,000 pounds next month. And then everything that comes in after that will just be spending money for being there, you know, cost of living. So 1,800, something like that. 1,800, I think, is what we need total left. And we have over 60 days, 56% or something like that. It has slowed. And probably it's looking like we're not going to hit it.
Yeah. But I don't understand what he's saying. I thought he said he made all the money that they need to make. And now he's saying it's slowed and it's not looking like we're going to hit it.
It's a huge amount of money and a large sum of money.
Whoops. I don't like this. We back up here. We're coming back. It looks like we lost connection for a second there. So we'll wait a second here and just come back up. I think we only lost you for a second, though. Oh, no. Did it not save any of this? Okay, there it is. We should be coming right back up here for you. An error occurred. Okay, give me one second, folks, and we'll come right back with some Melton Watch for you. There we go. And we should be good. We all back? Oh, you guys are way behind on the feed there. Interesting. Way behind. Spending money to pay off taxes. $1,800 for wing money. Money talk makes Shuby uncomfortable. Nice. Cool. Yeah. Okay, let's continue here and see what happens.
We knew we possibly couldn't hit it. So, but I think it'll be good. And if we have to come up with it, if we have to put it on a credit card, if I have to pay for it, I'll pay for it. We'll figure it out.
Cool.
And hopefully we'll sell tickets. I mean, the reason we spent so much, you know, is for advertisements and stuff like that, that'll hopefully get people out to the show. And something else we're also working on is getting me booked on other shows in the UK, both before the French festival even starts, like in London, like in July. And then also at the festival itself, podcasts, radio shows, you go do other people's like showcase shows, do short sets. And then they say, like, if you want to see more of him, go see his full show here on such and such a day at such and such a time. But it'll be whatever. Oh, my least favorite, everything.com. Go there. Give what you can. Sign up for £5 a month if you can for 6 months. Whatever. Won't mention it again. but that's what I've been doing this past week, even though I've been sick.
Wait, what has he been doing? He says he's got a team that does everything. Oh, he's been putting together his storyline, which I can't wait to hear. But, yeah, you know, these creative advertisers, they have the spec. Who are these people? Where are these photographs that he's talking about? I want to see all the stuff.
Feeling at the top of my shit. I got back from New York. Sorry, got back from Texas Wednesday night late. So still kind of fucking out of it. And I thought I was getting better. And, you know, like travel makes everything come back because you feel like shit. I started coughing. I'm landing in, I had a layover in Philly. I'm landing and I'm coughing so bad. I feel so bad for the woman next to me. I think I gave 19 people.
I'm sure.
Herpetitis.
Half that plane got sick.
Yeah, I swear to God. What do you do? There's a guy next to you.
Talking about how he infects people with sicknesses because he's always sick. I might be sick right now, but this guy is always sick. He's always got the flu. He's always got something real bad going on with his body's chemistry. You could see it's not working well. His skin, you know, the proof is in the skin. Rotting, bubbling, stuff falling off pieces. His eyes aren't level anymore. One eye is kind of bogus, kind of floats away from him. You could tell by stuff like his beard. His beard is never been more patchy and see-through. His hair, you can see little eggs and larvae and stuff in the crevices. He has bed bugs in his hair. Big ones, too, feeding off his blood. And his blood is very wonky. You could tell he's got a blood infection.
Just coughing. What do you do? I don't
think there's anything you can do in that situation, like...
I mean, they have to know, and you can't just keep like coughing in their face and smiling like,
I know, it's crazy. Just look away.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
And what's funny is this is like a 3-hour flight from Houston to Philly. And I was fine.
We have to do this.
Two hours, 45 minutes. And just landing, I don't know if it was the pressure change or what.
Yeah, but that must have freaked people
I
out.
I start dying. Oh, yeah, I'm sure but people thought we were going to land and be quarantined. See, yeah, you're dying.
I'm dying. I'm getting my cough drops.
Yeah, we got into the cough drops, everybody.
I'm in the cough drop game, everybody.
Somebody said probably nervous flying into Philadelphia. No, yeah. No.
Yeah, did you have flashbacks when you were passing by that smoke alarm?
No, yeah, I did. I was like, oh shit, this is the thing.
Sounds like a bunch of lies. Patrick said he gets email after email about how much Shuby sucks. So why is he still having him on? Here's another one. Patrick can't catch a flight without making other passengers hate him. It's true. So this is the guy, this is Mountain Watch, this is the guy you all fucking love and worship. I don't know how many times, how many hours we have to spend proving that he sucks. I hope that you've learned a lot about how shitty he's become, and remember the view counts. Just don't lie. This show here has 67 views, 5 likes, 3 dislikes, 0 comments. I'll leave a comment. Awesome episode. Loved the parts about coughing. There we go. Awesome episode. Loved the parts about coughing. Post. There you go. So now he's getting an alert thinking he's blowing up on YouTube. He's huge. And of course, it's just me. So there it is. And follow their channel. I follow their channel. Here we go. Live in Los Angeles. Nobody Likes Onions, 1,000th show. 7 months old. 511 views. Their big live 1,000th show. Not doing well. D. Fritz is on our side completely. Luke is on our side. I hear Moody no longer cares for Patrick. It's all over. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that Mountain Watch today. Figured we'd give you a little bonus Mountain Watch. we're going to come back and we're going to try to do some regular show. So we're going to stop the stream here and we'll come right back in a second. Thank you for watching The Melton Watch, the show about Patrick Melton. And we'll be right back.